biscuit. Welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Snake.
Well, just like the first time, I'm Fusion X.
I'm Chinchilla.
Yeah, there was no first time. What are you talking about, Fusion?
Hey, I have no idea.
We got a good show for you. We don't have a lot of news, but we do have a Halloween event going on.
Mm-hmm.
We do have news. No, we do have news.
Oh yeah,
it's news. It qualifies.
All right. Why don't you enlighten us with the news?
For anybody that was anticipating when they would add the new, I shouldn't say new, because when was the version update? Last month.
Yeah.
Month before that. Yeah, last month.
It was
September.
Month.
It was last month. They finally got around to adding those items into the Linkshell community beta.
You know what?
Riveting.
Why does it take them so long to do that? Like, did they do the update and then someone goes, oh yeah, you know, or is there a method to it? Or, because wouldn't it make more sense to
the guy that was working on it no longer works with the company.
So they had to find a different guy.
Yeah.
Which oddly enough happens after each version update with new gear.
Interesting.
One guy's like, I quit.
Linkshell community is still in beta.
It's been like 3 years. But
well,
hey.
How long was Gmail in beta?
Gmail still is in beta, isn't it?
Nah, I think it's out of beta. But I mean, it was in beta like forever, for at least like 4 or 5 years, if not longer.
Gmail's not in beta anymore?
No, I don't think so. Pretty sure it's not. You can like sign up for it for free now. I remember back in the day, like, when I had to get, like, recommended or I had to get sent an invite from someone that already had it.
Really?
Yeah.
When I did it, it was just you had to, like, they had to, like, text your phone or something to
That's
get...
weird. Dude, man, back in the day when I got it, like, you were cool if you had Gmail.
Heck
it's like,
yeah.
Oh, you got the Google Mail. It's like, yeah, that's right.
Heck yeah, man. Alright, so, yeah. Linkshell community... is still in beta.
You know, I don't like. I think the only reason people still use that, and I don't even know if they realize they use it, is like if they're linking their like profile data on like Guildwork or like auction house websites.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing it's good for. I don't think people actually go into the community and like use those forums.
No, it's like a chore too to log in. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. I really hope that they keep up on
SC just needs to make like an API and just get rid of the beta.
Maybe.
Or, you know, give something for community sites to use. Because, you know, they've already kind of come out and said that they don't want to have to deal with official forums or... Well, not they haven't said it in those words. They want, you know, the community to have forums, mm-hmm. you know, which I think is partially them saying we're already understaffed. We don't want to have to hire people to moderate forums. But, yeah, I mean, if they just, like, release something to let people get this data and they could... shut down the community beta, and I don't think anyone would have any issue with it. There'd be like one guy that would miss it. He's like, I wanted to post another haiku. though I gotta say, in Square Enix's defense, I thought that was kind of a cool, unique event.
It was. It really was. And it's kind of a shame that they haven't done that again.
And you know, I'm wondering if, you know, why that whole event kind of flopped, if it was... the event itself, where people
the haikus were
poems.
So bad.
Well, you know, now hear me out. If it was the fact that people didn't want to write poems, or if it was the fact that nobody just wanted to use the beta,
right?
You know.
Well, it was a great way to.
Sure, it was a nice beta. Mix of both.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good event. I think they should have kept doing it, but that's just.
You know, it was. I think when it came out too, it was like they had just come out. With it too, so it was kind of like, hey, we have this new thing, check out what we can do with it.
Well, I hope that they use the lodestone for 14 a little better.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, maybe we'll
well, I'm sure
that
they will.
That's what
they
the 11 beta was for, just how can we make something for 14. There's never, it's not, you know, The community site's never coming out of beta because it's done. It's you know, it's baited
on
like
anywhere.
Beta.
That'd be a good question to ask like some devs or something, like, so what's going on with the LS community? Like, it's still in beta. They could almost just like take the beta off and say it's like official, and like no one would even notice.
I know.
Like someone would come, it's like, how long has the beta thing been gone from that logo?
Is beta because the, you know, the regular full version is the lodestone.
Yeah, exactly. That is what I'm saying.
I don't know. Yeah.
So there's that. Kind of late with the items update on that, but you know.
I'm wondering why there's always like such a delay. You know?
Delay in what?
In them updating the community with the newer items. Like there's an update, right? Version update, right? Big update, lots of new items and stuff. And then like it just shows nothing in like your slots on your auction house profile or whatever, because the item data isn't there on the LS community yet. The hell was that?
It's me laughing at it.
I can tell if that was you like laughing or if that was like a hiccup. I don't know what that was. But I mean, you know, it'd be nice if they would update that with the update. That way all the data is there, you know.
True.
I don't know why there's such a delay in it. It's not like they don't know what's getting put into the game.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to still keep supporting it, support it. Don't just, like, half-ass the whole thing, you know? Anyway.
In other news, the Halloween event is going on now!
Yes, there are new furniture items. I was on that.
Yeah.
I woke up the other day, I was like, events, boom, items, I'm there.
So,
got 'em.
What are we looking at this year?
We got four new items. Not three. Four. These are super easy to get, unless you're poor, in which case, make some money. You buy each one of these. Each one is in its own nation. So you get one from Sandy, you get one from Bastok, and you get one from Winders. 10K at the event Moogle Vendors. Put all those in your monk house. Display them all nice and neat.
They're lanterns,
hard,
right?
Because they are. But, and this is going to show how much of a nerd or geek or how much I actually care about
nerd,
furniture.
We will accept nerd.
So these these items, right? They're lanterns.
We will accept nerd.
But two of them are on like these kind of like stands. So how are you supposed to like display all those together?
You're not.
You know, like it.
Maybe you just put them in different places in your mock house.
Well, I don't know. Like it bugs me because like the way I have my mock house set up, right? I have like the
Confusion's Moogle is like, this will never do.
Exactly. But I mean, with a lot of the other items, you know, I have those Almiras or whatever, like those dressers or whatever,
right,
that I set everything on. But with these, I can only set two of these lanterns on an actual surface. The other two have a stand on them. So like, where do I put those, you know? I'd rather have them at least together or in some type of, you know, way that makes sense, but I can't even put them with my other stuff right now, the way my stuff is set up.
Well, you'll have to rearrange your stuff, man. They're still cool, though.
You know, I'm probably going to do that anyway. Every so often, I'll just get bored and, like, I'll move my furniture around.
Right.
But anyway, so if you buy all three of these, set them up in your mock house, put them out, you know, display them on the next Conquest tally, you'll talk to your Moogle and he'll be like, hey, something was on the doorstep.
Hey.
And he'll hook you up with a Corrigan lantern. Or they're called Prickets.
Prickets.
Very cool. So yeah, I think the last day for this is November 2nd. So I don't know if you can get the Corrigan one after the event is over or not. I'd play it safe and
they're all cool though.
I think before the next tally, yeah, definitely check them out if you're, you know, an event furniture item collector.
Speaking of Halloween, you still have until Friday the 29th to submit your pumpkin carving contest. Entry, where you could possibly get a chance to win either a Shadow Lord statue or the actual pumpkin item for your walk house.
Yeah,
pretty exclusive for that pumpkin.
Heck yeah! If I, you know, was really that obsessed, I would go all for that. But it's too much work.
Yeah, well, it might be too much work, but the pumpkin. It's a furniture item.
Yeah. I know.
It's like it's like catching the last Pokemon. Right?
What?
It's like that'll always be the one that got away, Fusion.
Did you seriously just compare the Zam exclusive in-game pumpkin item to a Pokemon?
To the last
one. Yes, yes, you did.
Word.
It worked. Okay, so...
But is this like, I mean, if you think about it, though, right? Like, the original, right? There's 150. But then technically, there was 151. So, like, is this the 151, or is this technically, like, the 150? Yeah. How is this working here?
I don't have a valid answer for that.
You don't know? Is it the Mewtwo or is it the Mew? You don't know?
You got me. I missed the boat on Pokemon Fusion.
All right, fair enough. Dude, I got a promo video.
I was trying to relate to you to the youth.
I see, dude. I remember like back in the day, like right before Pokemon came out, I got like a promo video for Pokemon in the mail from like Toys R Us. So like, check this out. It's from Japan. It's Nintendo's Pokemon. I was like, dude, I need to get this. Whatever this is. I have no idea what this is, but I need it.
Very cool.
No. Okay. Anyway.
Let's see here. We would go on to player achievements, but I wanted to bring up in other news. I found out this week that Pirates of the Burning Sea is going to go free to play. Arr, next month.
And we lose stake again.
Yeah. Well,
not like you're playing 11 anyway, but...
I know there are people out there who were kind of, like, curious about that game, who are asking me about it and stuff, and...
There's pirates, there's a sea, and apparently it's on fire.
Well, you know...
It's a burning sea. If it's not on fire, how is it burning?
So for all of you interested in checking that out next month, around the 22nd-ish, I got an email saying that it's gonna go free to play. So, it'll be, like, free-to-play, and then, like, there'll be some kind of features or something in the game that you can pay for.
You want to make your own character? Cool. You have two hair choices. If you want another one, it's $20.
It's an awesome, awesome game, and it's going free-to-play. The only problem with the game was that there wasn't enough people playing it.
Hence, it's like, free-to-play.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that it'll bring up.
It's never a good sign when it goes free to play, though. I mean, I think D&D Online actually made more money on their free to play model than they did on their subscription based model. So good for them. But usually,
how do you make more money like that, though?
You know what it is?
Here's what buying it is. The extras.
Yeah, like
more people come in because it's free to play, and then once they get in there, they're like, "Well, not playing a month, paying a monthly thing for this anyway. I can, you know, spare like $5 on." Armor
this
or something,
item or this item, or you know,
that's true.
Like, Lord of the Rings went free to play recently too.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings.
You shall not pay. That was the stupidest commercial I have ever seen.
You shall not pay.
Yes, thank you. That's what I just said.
No, you said it all nerdy like, and it didn't make sense.
You shall not pay.
No, nerdy is amazing.
You said it out of context.
You shall not pay.
You said it without feeling.
You shall not pay.
Oh, I
hate you both.
Actually, Fusion, you brought up the point right before we started recording.
Oh, yeah, right.
What if... ... What if Final Fantasy XI went free to play?
Well, then it'd be free. I don't.
That just blew everybody's mind.
I don't get
just
the
now.
Question.
I mean, I don't see that happening.
You don't get the question.
I
thought it was a pretty simple question.
It was a joke. You guys are all ridiculous.
Okay, well,
you're all ridiculous.
You're ridiculous.
What if it is
ridiculous?
I don't want to punch you both in the face right now.
Thank God they haven't been able to figure out how to do that over the internet. So anyway,
what do you think, Fuse? I mean,
I don't know, man. It'd be, I'd be curious to see like what they would cut from the game, and make you have to pay extra for.
Well, you
no. Well, it depends too, because I mean, they could either, I guess they could do two ways where they could, have everything that's in the game right now, stay as it is and then only charge for like new stuff.
Maybe.
Or they could, you know, take the game at, you know, at its core and say, okay, you know, if people want, you know, instead of maybe having to quest Gabi bags, they have to pay for it, you know, or who knows.
I don't know. They, obviously, you have...
Like, see, 11 is totally different from other games, because... I mean, not so much anymore because of Abyssia, but... Like, back in the day, the best gear you had to kill stuff for. You couldn't just buy it.
You still have to kill stuff for... You can't just buy the best gear now.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. But for other games, a lot of their best gear and stuff is just craftables.
What if you got the core game with the expansions, and then you had to just pay for, like, you know, Abyssia and whatever future content comes out?
I can see that. Which is, we're doing that already, though, but... I don't know. When you look at Abyssia, though, it's kind of different. Where, you know, before we have no problem playing, you know, paying for an expansion.
Exactly.
And really, Abyssia is an expansion. It's just broken up into three different chunks.
Right.
So.
Like obviously, right now.
And on scenarios now, yeah, that was paying just for content.
Right now, you for like what? What is it? $20. You get the
everything with the, up to the scenarios.
You get everything up to the Abyssia stuff.
Yeah,
everything but Abyssia.
Yeah, so I don't know. What if they charged you that and then just gave you a free monthly fee, like no monthly fee?
I would feel violated if they charged me money for something that was a repeat of the add-on scenarios, because those were. What's the opposite of good? Great,
bad.
Fantastic, bad. Yeah, that.
Horrible.
The only, you know, and that almost feels like something they would do too. Like, you know, because you're usually paying for some kind of benefit or some kind type of reward, right? In a free to play model, and with those add-on scenarios, you know, 90% of the people were buying it for the gear at the end and not the story.
Yeah, that's
so. I mean, that, you know.
That's why the rewards are in the little website and everything. It's not some surprise at the end. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, in that regard, though, if you look at an expansion, you know, that's something that'll get updated. I mean, we're still seeing updates to Wings of the Goddess. I'm sure, you know, next update we'll get, you know, whatever that end reward is for completing Wings of the Goddess.
Mm-hmm.
But with the add-on scenarios, when those were released, you could complete them right there. It wasn't, okay, you can do, like, the first 5 missions, and you have to wait another 3 months, and, you know, we'll add some more missions that you can do. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't see that happening, unfortunately, because they just gave, you know, people the discount for 11 for having a 14 mm-hmm. account as well. So, I mean, they knocked it down, you know, to $7 a month, which is helpful,
yeah.
You know?
Well, and that's not going to probably kick off for like another month now, too, that they've extended
right.
the free trial.
So, but, you know, in the future, who knows? Who knows? Do you think that by having it free to play, do you think we'd get an influx of new players?
I don't know.
Because Final Fantasy XI is a great game.
Mm-hmm.
With a lot of content.
I think if that did happen... I think it would be good because there's really no new players.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you try leveling a job today, like, you can't... It's really hard to get a party going because no one's leveling, you know, a job in the 20s or whatever.
Right.
At the same time, though, like, I don't know, that, like, what I'm thinking of, you know, if there was a free-to-play model is, how would that work for, like, you know, PS2 people?
What do you mean?
Like, the only way you can get 11 on the PS2 is if you buy it with the bundle, and you can't really find that anywhere anymore.
Yeah, you have to have a fat PS2.
You know, like, how would you get a hold of that? I don't think you would.
You couldn't.
Unless you already had it, you know? And they probably wouldn't, you know, re-release anything. Xbox, I don't think is as big of a deal, because, well, I don't know.
Well, with something like Xbox or PS3, you have the whole... network where you could just throw it up on the store and stuff too.
Yeah, but not all PS3 support the PS2 compatibility. So they would have to change it so that you could play it on a PS3.
Well, no, I'm just giving that as an example for the Xbox.
Gotcha, yeah. And they can't do that for the PS3 because the one guy that they were talking to quit, so...
Oh, true.
That's the stupidest answer for anything. I wonder, like, if they've gone back and examined that at all since then. Because that was like, what, a year and a half ago?
Yeah, it was like 2 years ago now, wasn't it?
Something like that? I don't know. Who knows?
Even if I didn't play 11 anymore, I'd still have it on my PS3 if it was possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Though, I would probably still, if I had to pick, I would totally put it on PC. Unless they release, like, the Xbox 360 version. You know, like, the not make my eyes bleed when I stare at it version that the PS2 is.
Well, maybe they were considering making an entire, a PS3 version of the game instead of porting it. Like,
maybe.
Because, even the Xbox version was just a PC port.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and it ran good, or whatever. I mean, it wasn't atrocious like the PS2 was.
Yeah.
Maybe it was like, maybe the PS3 version of the game would look more like an updated version of, like, the PC version of the game.
I don't know if I would. I don't
know
if it
updated,
would look updated,
but
it'd look at least.
Not updated, but on par to the PC version. That's what I meant to say. That would be okay, especially if you could play it on your big screen TV and stuff without actually being able
to dragging your computer out there.
Yeah,
we got like this new TV. I'm like kind of like just crossing my fingers, hoping like the family takes a vacation somewhere so I can haul my computer out there and like hook up my PC to it. Probably won't happen anytime soon, but yeah, interesting to think about.
All right, player achievements. Anybody? Who wants to do player achievements?
I did. I did them last week.
Did you?
I think I did, didn't I?
Right.
Tell you, steak.
All right, I'll do them.
Do them in French with a French accent.
All right. Who's this? Aaron?
Who's this?
Aaron, you?
Who's this guy?
He says, Goofy Roar, I found your tiny tachlum and made your wiki page for it inside the belly. Wiki page is prettier nows. Pretty chart you can sort now. Yay. And this all didn't happen specifically this week, but close enough. Back to the fishings. Yay. Oh,
that,
yeah.
That's a yays.
Yays. And got all my tier 5 for 4 nuke spells for Red Mage. And I can't read tonight. What is wrong with me? Oh.
The word you're looking for is month.
a month after hitting their respective levels. Oops, tee hee hee. So painful to get.
There's no second he. It's only tee hee.
Tee hee.
Now you're just making up stuff.
I'm making up stuff.
Man.
Says must be that crazy Japanese superstition with the number 4. Of this dish superstition, I do not know anything about. What? Somebody light the Corinth signal. Anyways, P.S. Yes, all the weird spellings and the T-E-H are on purpose. Thank you very much, because that was very hard to read. P-P-S, rars.
I think people, if people want to know what that one said, they're going to have to go back and, like, read it, because we, like, butchered that so much.
Alidotia says, Bard AF3 plus 2 pants mine.
Nice.
Furukawa says, got a Yoshihiro from... Giermund in Abyssia, Ottawa, and 1 for 30 coin of decay. Cheer.
Makes me think of what's the guy on Jimmy Kimmel? Guillermo.
John says John 01.
Ace and four in identity.
He says, Summoner from 81 to 85 in 5-hour Abyssia, working on a trial to get -6 avatar perp cost for Garuta.
No, that's Jaruda.
Jaruda. Cassioni says, Esto queres fus.
The French accent, man. Come on. It's perfect
Esto
for that.
Queres fusao. Fusao? I think that's fusao.
That sounded more like an angry pirate than a French guy.
Get with 5 stacks of sausages. Got COP82. Getting Abyssia Ottawa Chasm fame is annoying. I didn't
that's
know you
true.
Get fame.
Yeah, did we talk about this? When did we do our VOA show? 2 months, 3 months ago? We talked about fame.
Kalinspo got an 18-hour Abyssia party. Finally caught Summoner, Beastmaster, Ranger, and Dragoon up to cap.
Dude, I thought I was nuts with the 16.
Got to be Keymaster near the end on.
The Keymaster.
Who was the gatekeeper?
Yeah, who's the gatekeeper?
You're the gatekeeper. Anyways, let's see here. It says, got to be Keymaster near the end on Puppet Master 69 to 74. Been fully capped on merits since 75 cap days. One more level till I can merit again. Yay. Then I'll need another job to 75 to merit.
Remember to like, get some sleep and eat in those 18-hour sessions.
Say Omeo.
Nuts.
Got White Mage, Black Mage, and Durg AF3 Pants all completed. Bard Pants.
Wait,
5 out of 8.
How did he finish Durg Pants before me?
They call him Say Omeo.
Yeah, go and like cry myself.
And an insane diamond ring augment from a chest. Diamond ring, int plus 7, spell interruption rate minus 2%. That's pretty sweet. That's really sweet, actually. Draywin says, formed an Abyssia party and got Scholar from 59 to 69 in 7 hours.
Wow.
And finally landed myself a pair of White Mage feet in the process. Theotis says, finally, after 167 sausages, I finally got my 8th pup leg seal. By this time, I had already gotten 18 Ranger seals and 15 Red Mage seals. Why?
That's a lot of damn sausage. How has this Galka, like, not exploded?
Defender X says, spent 3 million gil to get 3 Paladin leg seals. / angry.
Jeez, I hope that's not all for sausage.
Why did he spend that much gil?
I don't know.
I'm trying to think what
I don't understand.
I'm going to look up which quest that,
that
is. I need to double check that one to see.
Because
there's.
Got Thief AF3 plus 1 legs. It says, at Chin, call your boys at Square Enix and tell them to fix this. Mm-hmm. Simonez says, got a Weaver hairpin with refresh on it from Abyssia Constop. Got Mirage Jubba from Dynamis Bosidine. Got a Glyphax from Baka in Abyssia Constat. Leveled Beast from 1 to 24 this week. Only 50 more levels till I can use that Glyphax.
Okay, so why he spent so much money for the quest that he was doing? You need to turn in a Murex Spicule. And those are like 20 to 30k each. And given the really, really crappy drop rate of seals on those quests, that's why he spent 3 mil. Let's do some math.
It's pretty nuts.
Do some math. So he spent, what, 3 mil? And then, let's see, figure, I don't know, we'll say 30k will go high, right? 100 times he had to do that quest.
Oh, my. Oh.
That's a lot of freaking questing for pants. Or feet, sure. Or whatever that was. Feet? Legs. For legs. That's ridiculous.
Yikes. He says, note to Steak, any and all advice on Beast is appreciated. Unfortunately, you have to kind of muddle through.
Don't suck.
Until you get to 35 and you get leave, and then the advice comes.
That's like the best advice ever, because it applies to like everything, unless you're like a vacuum cleaner.
That's true, yeah. And that's all the player achievements that we have for this week.
Yeah.
Congratulations, everybody.
Say, Duel's not here tonight.
Yeah, where is Duel?
He went to bed early because he had a long weekend.
Oh, word.
He texted me, though, and there's a few people out there that might appreciate this. I'm not going to explain it, but if you get it, good for you. He sent me a picture of apple cider. He said, hey, the cider, they have it.
I don't get it.
Sucks to be you. You're not one of the cool people, then.
Yeah.
It says, hey, the cider, what?
The cider, they have it.
The cider, they have it? The cider, they have it.
Whatever.
The cider.
Think about something we talked about a couple weeks ago.
Nope, not helping.
Cider.
Remember we asked for animators?
Yeah.
Yeah, and apple cider came up? I don't... Whatever.
Have you not seen the... Oh, my gosh.
Are you talking about the... what's it called? The adventure... What is the Vanadil thingamajig?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I get
as
it.
Vanadil turns.
As Vanadil turns.
What was it? Episode 2. Episode 2, they're at the grocery store. And he goes, hey, the cider, they have it. And he goes, really? It's like, no. He's like, psh, you're out of my link shell. You guys are just terrible.
I haven't seen that in like 6 years, dude.
Dude, me, like, Duel keeps telling me, like, we still quote that all the time now. And, like, only, like, him and, like, maybe one or two other people he knows actually get it. It's a shame. We're still looking for animators, too.
But it's good to get it.
Absolutely. It's good to get it. Because it means you're cool.
All right, in-game. Fusion.
Yeah, hey. You sure you don't want to go first?
I could, but it wouldn't involve Final Fantasy XI, unfortunately.
Fair enough. I could talk
about 14, but that's not the show.
Wrong show. I finished my Dancer Head plus one. Actually, two of them this week. I got the Relic plus one, and I've had that piece sitting around forever. So finally, I just upgraded it, and then I upgraded the AF3 plus one, which means I don't have to climb that damn mountain anymore. So yay! After like a day and a half of not getting any Dancer Seals, I got two in a row. Go figure.
Yeah.
That quest sucked. What else have I done? Got the Aces Sabatons. I don't know if I mentioned that last week or not. That might have been on Saturday, so I probably did. What else did I do?
I don't know. What did you do?
Did some Abyssia.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. We did a little Abyssia. We're going to start doing... It's been a long week. I started up my night class,
which
unfortunately is going to take away my Monday and Wednesday nights, so I'm going to be missing Einar Yar now. Oh, well. But, yeah, I came home, and they were killing the Tonberries in Kronstadt for the Abyssite that they dropped, which is the one of two that decrease the recharge time on your Traverser Stones. Mm-hmm. So if you get it, it'll take another, like, 4 hours off, so you get it 4 hours sooner.
Oh, cool.
And I already had another one, so I have, like, another, like, 8 hours minus on that. So I think I have, like, pretty much anything that could get me in Abyssia quicker and longer. I have now, like, anytime I take a stone out, I get an additional, like, 12 minutes per stone, which is really cool. Because I remember at first, when this first came out, we're like, oh, 30 minutes per stone? This is horrible. And now it's, like, not even an issue. Gotcha. So that's kind of nice, considering the game is Abyssia now. Let's see, did Einar Yar tonight. We did some Walk of Echoes. I got some.
How's that working out?
It's going all right. The crab one is ridiculous compared to some of the other ones. I don't know if we've even.
Because they did quite a bit of changes.
They did, and it is easier now.
It's good now?
but I don't think we've beaten the crab one at all yet. What is that, Conflux 1? But we've done the slime, we've done the hydra, we did the antlions, and I'm like, how many I need? I can't remember. I'm about halfway, I think, to my my Great Katana trial, so I need about 15 more coins of decay. I think I've gotten a chest in every run that we've done since like 2 weeks ago, which is pretty cool. The top five people, I guess it calculates your rank or your status or whatever, like kind of like how campaign would or something. So I'm always in the top five, which is kind of nice because then I get my own personal chest and I have a higher chance of getting the coins I need. Last week I got this item. It was some, was it a neck piece or a waist piece for White Mage? And I guess it's kind of rare. Sold that for like 1.3 mil. So that was kind of nice. Of course, I've been also sitting on like the 2.3 mil that I've had for like since like June or July. I went out, I bought some currency and upgraded my dancer head that I've had sitting around for a while. Just why not?
Just miles.
You know, I figure, you know, macroing it in because it's the relic with the waltz potency and that it's got like some strength and attack, whatever. But I only use it for waltz. The plus one doesn't add to the waltz. But I figured I have it. It's eating up inventory space. Might as well use it. It's not like I need the money for really anything else.
Right.
I actually bought a new pole arm this week.
Did you?
Yeah. Didn't know if I really wanted to or not. There's this new lance out now. It's called the Fetter Lance. It's like 111 base damage.
Wow.
Yeah, compared to the Valkyrie's Fork 95, it's like, oh, man.
Wow, I cried a little bit. That's pretty substantial, yeah.
But, yeah, it's like, what, 16 plus base damage on that? I'd love my Valkyrie's Fork. It's got, like, what is it? It's, like, resist slow, and it has, like, an additional effect of, like, Addle, which is one of the new Enfeebs that came out.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool, I guess.
What
I just
does
got
it do, do you know?
It's something with, like, lengthens, like, recast time or something on a mob, I think. Deals with, and does it reduce magic accuracy? I'm going to look this up just because I don't want to just pull stuff out of my butt and get it completely wrong here. Addle's an enemy. Thank you. That helps. Decreases magic accuracy and increases spell casting time.
Ah, so, you know. Okay.
But, yeah, so
that's cool because you can, it'll give you more time to stun, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see how it works. I mean, 16 plus base damage compared to what I'm using now.
Yeah.
Like, that's no contest there.
Yeah, it's pretty
unfortunately.
Good.
And with
I love
my,
how that's, like, obsolete. Valkyrie's Fork, bye bye.
And it sucks. And it sucks, too, because with that, because I got the only way that I can get away with using it now is because those Aces Sabatons I got last week. They have store TP plus 5 on them.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, after I'd got those, I had gone back to using my my double attack strap. Because now that I had the extra... Because Valkyrie's forecast some store TP on it. But now that I'm using this other lance, I'm missing the store TP that I need for the 6 hits, so I gotta use my row strap again. So I'm missing, like, 5 double attack. But I have, like, 16 more base damage, so... I don't know. We'll see how it goes, but... Yeah, I miss my Valkyrie's Fork already. I mean, and this new lance is just like the black lance, you know. Like everybody has that. Doesn't look like a cool like silver bottle opener. But oh well.
Sweet.
And yeah, that's all I got.
Alrighty. Emails. We got some emails. Couple emails.
We do. I think, you know, we've gotten some voicemails too.
Oh yeah.
Well, I think we'll try and maybe this week get some emails out to people and start getting those people on for guest spots.
Yeah, absolutely.
Be good to do that.
Absolutely. All right. First email comes from Bursty of Ragnarok.
Bursty.
Says, "Hey, hosts. Just finished listening to episode 224, where you discussed some of the fallouts of endgame events, mainly campaign. I thought this was actually an interesting topic because as a player base, it seems like it really has been abandoned for quote-unquote newer things in Abyssia. We talked about this a while back in my link shell, and one of the conclusions we came up with was that the initial quote-unquote concepts and quote-unquote benefits that campaign had prior to the updates last year, namely EXP from hitting a wall, skill-ups, etc., should be considered for reinstatement to campaign. The way I see it is, if they were going to bring this back or put something into campaign so it's actually useful to do for those players who are in quote-unquote limbo, namely...
Man, if I had a dollar for every time you said quote-unquote, I'd probably have like 20 bucks.
All right, next time I'll just say quote. It says namely...
Use the money too, you jerk.
Namely levels 50 through 65-ish, they would have a form of, quote, revive campaign to do in order to get some kind of EXP slash skill ups while they seek party or wait to get into an Abyssia party as a key master or whatever the case may be.
Gatekeeper.
Are you the gatekeeper? Another reason why this would be good is for those people who, quote, leached jobs via Abyssia. They would have a way to actually make their job viable through skilling it up in Abyssia, even if they just capped skill ups to level 65. At least it would be feasible. Excuse me. What are you guys / girls... What are your thoughts on this? Good enough for discussion on the cast?
It's terrible. I don't think we're going to talk about it anymore.
Thanks thanks for always putting on a great show. Signed, Bursty.
He's never going to write in again.
Bursty!
I like the idea of like going back and adding some stuff, like being able to scale up in campaign.
Yeah, that would be good.
It would be good. Even then, though, I don't know... if that would really bring people back to doing it. I mean, you know, I guess it would really depend on, you know, their level range. Because really, I mean, right now, with the way that a lot of Abyssia stuff is taken, at least I know for Link Shells, where they'll have a group to do NMs, and then they'll have people killing for, yeah, XP and merits, but more importantly for the time extensions. Like... really, it's gotten to the point where people are killing all these mobs and they're fully capped on XP, they're fully capped on merits, they don't need to spend merits on anything, they're just killing to get time extensions so the people killing the NMs can kill more NMs. So I mean, you could definitely get a bunch of skill ups, you know, by doing that, and actually that would actually give you a good reason instead of just like, I'm just here killing stuff mindlessly. You know, getting skill ups would at least give you something to do, or, you know, something to kind of have in the back of your head, like you're actually doing something, you know? But I don't know, like, campaign was kind of cool when it came out, but
it's, yeah, just,
it's like besieged, you know?
That's true.
Even, you know, especially now with
besieged. If they don't add those things to campaign, it's definitely a promotion for Abyssia.
Well, it's already dead. I mean, even like Besiege now, I mean, like, yeah, there's the runic portals, but you don't need runic portals to do assault.
Right.
Or you don't need the candescence, rather.
The candescence.
And it's not like there's that many people XPing in Argon areas to where they would need to use the runic portal anymore. I mean, I think there are still some people that are going and getting the candescence back, but I mean, really, there's no reason to... There's not a huge benefit to doing a lot of the older content anymore, either because the gear is obsolete and there's better stuff in Abyssia, or because it's just more efficient to go to Abyssia, or it's quicker, or whatever. And I'm you know, and I think Square Enix knows this, too. Like, I think, you know, when they were playing all this out, they had to have known, you know, what was going to happen. Or at least had an idea. So I'm wondering if there is some kind of big, you know...
You mean when they were planning on doing Abyssia?
Abyssia, yeah. Because just the
what
way...
What happened to their older content? Is
yeah,
that what you mean?
Yeah, because, I mean, they... You know, once you go from you know, 6-man parties, and there's, you know, there's really technically like 2 or 3 good XP camps at 75 with like the birds and Baflow. You know, like those were like the XP camps. Right. Those weren't open. You know, a lot of times people are like, eh.
Yeah, they'll just wait.
Yeah, so it's not worth like, it.
So when they go from that to like Alliance partying, you know, they had to have known that people would probably, you know, leave out a campaign and all this stuff. So I'm wondering if, you know, since the first Abyssia came out, or, you know, since they were planning that, if there's something they're working up to.
Well, there's some other stuff that you can get out of campaign. Not stuff that's like OMG gear, but, you know, there's some stuff that it's least passable, right? For, you know, for points.
It depends what it is. And I mean, really, too, now, just because all the territories are, you know, under Beastman control, you have to go there and you gotta, you know, hit at the wall for, yeah, you know, 20 minutes, and then some Beastmen will show up. And the chances are, if you're lucky, maybe there's some NPCs out there, but you might be the only person out there. You'll get killed the first 10 minutes. You know, like, I don't know. Like, I've actually done, and this is something I forgot to mention in my in-game, I've done a little bit of the storyline for Abyssia. After you kill some of the zone bosses, mm-hmm, you get some cutscenes. And I don't know, it may just be wishful thinking on my part, but I'm kind of getting the feeling that they're working up to something huge. Mm. Like, I, you know, it's not like, oh, you know, it's just going to be Heroes of Abyssia, new areas or whatever. But I think after Abyssia and after Wings is finished, because remember, Wings of the Goddess is finishing up with this next update. And that's also when Heroes of Abyssia is coming out. So with this update or the update after, I think there might be something big planned.
Like big, big, or just like
big, big,
big,
like big, big. I think they might.
Big, big?
Like big, big. I'm hoping.
Big.
You know, either the end of Wings of the Goddess and Heroes is going to be just amazing, or there's something, you know, not, or those could be amazing still, and then there's going to be something bigger on
big,
the horizon.
No. Big, big.
Shut up.
I'm just messing with you.
Of course.
Well, that's encouraging, you know, that they're building something up. It's not just, you know, here's Scars of Abyssia, you know, and you get some new areas and some new monsters and have fun. Mm-hmm. There's actually some storyline that they're building on there.
Yeah, I mean, it takes kind of a lot of work to get into. I mean, if you don't have a shell that's going after the higher tiered NMs and stuff, you're never going to see this storyline, which is kind of unfortunate. Because, I mean, it's not a very strong storyline right now. But I think what it does offer is kind of like really interesting. You know, if you're kind of into lore and stuff like that, you know, like, why is there Abyssia? Why is it this other dimension?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and stuff like that. Like, it's starting to get really good. So if you can get in and, you know, get those bosses killed and get access to these cutscenes, definitely I would recommend it if you're a big story buff. I think something's coming.
Something's coming.
Not sure what.
Something big.
What is it? The advertisement for the new Duke Nukem game, where it's like the picture of like just like his pants, and there's like a hand near the crotch, and it says it's going to be big. Good old Duke Nukem. But,
yeah, gotta love.
Yeah, it's gonna be like that without the anatomy.
All right, next email, Fusion.
Alrighty. This one comes from Rylan of Fenrir. It says, Rylan of Fenrir here, thus it being from...
Thus Rylan. And so.
Yeah. Oh, boy. People, when you send emails, please use proper grammar in English and don't use the letter U instead of Y-O-U. This is going to be hard to read. All right. So it's about time y'all get schooled in Ballista RQ.
Oh, snap.
I think that's real quick. This fuse, you might want to consider the stone. You might consider the stone throwing stupid. At first, it kind of was. That's my point. But it's the best way to keep score. Now, there are two types of Ballista. The diorama one, which is mainly just two teams go at it. Or we can set up tournaments for one versus one. That's fun and all, but the real fun is in the official matches held in Jugner Paschal Maritod Mountains. The official matches are all about teamwork and strategy, and not just throwing rocks at a tower. You have to defend your rook to make sure that the enemy can't score. I should mention that you can only score at the Petras if you get gate breach. That's why you get the gatekeepers, because they prevent the gate breach. See?
All right, now you're just confusing people.
I know. That's what they did. Like Abyssia, Ballista.
Gatekeepers.
Why not? Rooks. Why not? It says you obtain gate breach when you or someone in your party makes an enemy kill. I thought that was only you.
Keymaster.
Like, do you guys, like, you've probably done Ballista at least once, right?
What's the question?
How do you get gate breach?
I don't know. Don't you have to, like, defeat a player or something?
It's, yeah, they have.
Or you have to do something along those lines.
That you get it when you or someone in your party makes an enemy kill. I thought it was only when you got a kill.
No, it's your team.
Was it?
I think so. When your team kills a player, you get gate breach, and your team gets the opportunity to score.
I thought it was an individual thing.
I don't know.
Whenever I did Ballista, my team must have sucked then, because I think I only got gate breach after I killed somebody. Anyway.
It's an opportunity to score. It's not like you score when you get gate breach.
Right, right. It's like if you're bowling and you get gate breach, like, the thing comes up in front of the pins. Like, alright, give it a shot.
Yeah, go, go, go. But then the thing comes back down and
there's no bumpers, and you're just crap.
Right, moving on.
Anyway, go from throwing stones into a rook to, like, some kind of bowling analogy. I don't know what's going on anymore. Where was I? It says, then you query for Petras and temp items, throw a few in, and try to prevent the opposition from scoring. It's really fun when you consider the amount of skill and strategy needed to win. Also, abilities like Provoke are awesome in Abyssia. Dually, lol. It only sucks when you're sub-war. Otherwise, it's like 90% activation rate and makes the enemy target you only. It's helpful to evoke white mages to prevent them from healing themselves or their party members. So you can evoke someone that's trying to kill a party member of yours. Steel and Mug are also altered so that they steal Petras from your enemy. Ballista has a natural damage taken on everyone, and also all spells and weapon skills have a damage cap to make it a little less likely to just one-shot people. That's a shame. Red Mage is the strongest Ballista job because of its nature. Blue is the most broken, along with Corsair, because quick draws aren't affected by the damage cap since they don't count as an ability and not a spell or weapon skill. So Corsairs can do 500 damage shots 4 times in a row, or with their 2-hour, which is pretty broken, but Blue is worse. Let's see. Their Whirl of Rage can do 400 to 1000 AoE plus stun, and has a very big radius. Also, Chin.
Yeah?
The reason for not allowing gear changing is because you lose your target on someone if they gear swap.
That's true.
Some people gear swap when they're bound or asleep to prevent from being targeted, but they suffer a short immobilization period for doing so. Fenrir is where Ballista is at. I have an exclamation mark there.
That's what I hear. We've been hearing that for a while now, that they've been... I guess Fenrir has been a big Ballista / Brenner server for a long time now.
People do Brenner? Even on the Ballista? I don't know.
Believe it or not.
Like, the Ballista one I could kind of see, maybe, because it's been around for a while. But Brenner, I didn't think Brenner was ever popular.
Believe it or not, people play Brenner.
Hmm.
Uh-huh.
Says, if you want it, just come on over. Any player that is good in Ballista is guaranteed to be an awesome player. Being good versus a mob is one thing, just to find out what's a good way to kill it, and it's pretty much always the same thing. But fighting an enemy that thinks and can react just like you, that takes significantly more skill. In Ballista, all your enhanced traits are significantly enhanced. Trying to sleep a paladin, bind a nin, paralyze a dark, silence a bard, things like this are very difficult to do. Also, you build resistance to stuns, binds, and sleeps the more that they're cast on you if you want to eat. If you want to eat crap and just kill or do tournaments, then do Diorama. If you want a challenge filled with skill and strategy, come to Fenrir's official matches. By the way, yes, make PFA Con. Let everyone know in advance.
We should go bowling!
I got gate breach. I'm gonna strike. You
what?
Do it.
I'll gate breach. That would be fun.
I'm gonna shout that if we go bowling and I get a strike. I'm just gonna yell gate breach, and no one's gonna have any idea what I'm talking about.
I think we should do PFA Con next summer when I have shut down. Everyone can come here. It won't be very formal, but we'll spend like a day on the beach. Spend a day maybe
when
on a
you
whale
have
watch.
Shut down.
On a whale watch,
well,
huh?
When my work shuts down. We shut down for a week in the summer and a week in the winter.
Oh, I gotcha.
You remember when we went to Ed's, I had that whole week off?
Yeah.
I try to forget most of that weekend, but yeah, I remember that. The good parts.
What do you
anyway.
Mean you tried to? We had a blast.
I know, we had a lot of fun.
What are you even talking about?
Dude, I had a blast what, too weeds? Until I drank whatever the hell that Maker's Mark. Oh my god.
I gave you like.
It was delicious.
I know, and I was down from that.
Little sip. That
did me in.
You're like, I gave him the little shot of Maker's Mark. He put it to his lips and instantly crapped his pants.
I was wondering what that smell
was. Like,
I wasn't even
conscious
of it.
He's like, I am sick right now.
I am so sick.
Not a big,
I was proud of you, though. You
not a big fan
of
it.
You gave it a try.
He did. He picked
yeah,
it up. And,
like, never doing it again.
He manned up and he was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom now.
I'm going to go die.
Yeah. Poke me with a stick. But yeah.
Right. We did have one other email.
We did.
That
oh,
just,
Pirate Bob.
It just came in. Yeah, it comes from Pirate Bob. He says, I just recently got.
Oh, thanks for reading it. I thought I was going to read it, but whatever.
You want to?
Nope, it's too late. I already tabbed out.
Alright. Says, I just recently got the Ultimate Collection and have it installed, but not signed up for an account yet. I've been listening to a few podcasts, and I'm getting the impression that I might be damn near alone in the new and lower zones, and that I might not even get to see, quote, old content, referencing episode 227.
Is it bad that it was like last week, and I don't remember that?
Yeah. He says, should I even bother if I would like to play this game and not just level this game? I like your show. It's fun to listen to. Just concerned the game might not be as much fun to play if there are no players willing to play, quote-unquote, old content.
Yes.
I'll buy you a taco.
Sweet.
Find Pirate Bob.
Go for a taco.
I'm sure that you wouldn't be alone. I'm sure that there are people out there in these.
There's got to be at least like what five or six other people.
There's got to be. You might even form a whole link shell of people, and you
might even be able to form a whole party.
Maybe.
But you know what? I would like to know what it's like out there. So if you do start an account, feel free to keep emailing us and letting us know how it is for a new player, because that's one thing.
That could even be like a weekly column on the site or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, absolutely. You know.
Speaking of this, and I was going to bring this up to you guys later, but hey, why? You know, might as well bring it up to now. I was talking to Earth Digger earlier this week. You know, he sent us that long, long email last week talking about like some kind of noobish stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I could do that, like, you know, regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to? He was asking if we want audio clips from him to plug, or do we want emails to read?
I would say from Earth Digger, either or.
Yeah, all right.
We could make a whole segment on that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we hear a lot about people coming back to the game after a long hiatus, and that doesn't really count to me as being a new player.
No, because a lot of times, and this is not, you know, not always the case, but a lot of times, like when Mog came back, when did he start playing again, Chin? When was that? Over the summer, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
Or was it right before the summer? But I mean, because he knew people in the game already,
right?
It was very easy to say, hey, I need like chasm keys or something. And, you know, all of us were like, lol, chasm keys. That takes like 2 seconds to get. You know, we're all like 75 and kill those mobs in no time. Whatever. Not a big deal.
Right.
But for a new player, you maybe don't know anyone.
Right, exactly. Or I want to know what it's do, like for the actual brand new player.
Yeah, or if you do know anybody, it's somebody that's also starting out new, or it's somebody that's, you know, probably already playing, already in an endgame shell, and is already committed and may not be able to help you as much as you would hope.
It's like, sweet, Pirate Bob is our new column contributor on the life and style of a new player.
The life and times.
Life and times of Pirate Bob. Newbie.
I don't know what kind of image I would make for that, but it would have to have an eye patch, I think.
Yes. Pirate Bob!
Like a colibri sitting on the shoulder of something.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, keep in touch, Pirate Bob. We want to hear about your experience. I say go for it. Because, the worst that can happen is that you'll have fun playing by yourself. You know?
Yeah.
That's what I say. And you know what? Because you're Pirate Bob, maybe you'll, you know, maybe people will be like, oh, yo, are you the Pirate Bob that, you know, sent in the email to PFA? Hey, you need
here's
any help?
Here's like 5 million gil. No.
Yeah, here's a bajillion gil.
Here's some gils.
But, I don't know, like, you know, we have mentioned several times that there's really nothing much going on in the newer zones, but I think, you know, looking at that, we also haven't been leveling a lower level job in these zones. So you may, you know, there may be more going on than we know. You might, you know, if you're actually focused on getting a group together to level in those ranges, you know, might be easier to do. But yeah, I mean, never know until you try it, so.
Yeah, keep in touch, brother. All right, more on Pirate Bob in future episodes. All right, that's all the emails that we got for the week. And so that brings us to the end of our episode. Our email address...
I feel like you would be, like, dressed in a sweater and, like, getting ready to, like, sit down on, like, the side of a chair, like, cross your legs.
Cross
and, like,
my legs.
Hands. Yeah. And now...
and now, dear friend.
Mr. Rogers style, get a sweater vest.
Our email address is hosts@petfoodalpha.com. Our website, as always, is petfoodalpha.com. We would have let you know if it changed. I decided to say something there because you always say something.
I don't always say something.
Many times you do.
Many times I don't. It's very rare that I actually say something in that particular area of the outro.
In the event that you would, I wanted to beat you to it. Thank you very much for tuning in this week, and we'll see you next week right here on Pet Food Alpha. Say goodnight, guys.
Goodnight, guys.
Goodnight, guys.
Later.